The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
And we have another exciting show for all of you today. We are going to be talking about something that affects actually one in three Americans. Do you know what that is, Melody?
What is it, Rick?
Oh my God, it's blood pressure, not low blood pressure, high blood pressure. But yes, it actually does affect one in three Americans out there, especially those apparently in the Southeast, according to Dr. Singler. But before we get into all the issues related to things of the heart, things of blood pressure, we need to remind all of you how you can connect to us and stay tuned with us.
Well, for those of you who have listened to us for a long time, you probably have us already saved as a favorite, we hope, under crossroadsofhealthradio.com. But we do have a new shortcut that'll get you to the same spot, and that is cohradio.com. So COH as in Crossroads of Health, radio.com. Now, from there, you can actually link to various other places. But if you just want to read up on the products that we make on our company side, EmeraldLabs.com is purely informational. We do not sell products through EmeraldLabs.com, but there are some links in there to our affiliate, which is also our exclusive affiliate here for Crossroads of Health, which is supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Now, they carry every single product that we make. But on the Emerald Labs site, you can also find a store in your area. I will tell you that, you know, we make over 100 products. We can't make everything under the sun here, but we make over 100 products. So that search engine will help you find a store in your area, but may not help you find exactly what they carry. So it could be a mixed bag. There's certain top sellers that might be a little more common, but if you want to get everything that we make, supplements.one is a great resource for that. Now, if you just want to connect with us or read some interesting articles or kind of catch up with what's going on over here at Emerald Labs, you can check us out on facebook.com/COH radio. If we talk about something where we're going to post some extra information, that's where we will post that. Or you can see more from us at Instagram at COH radio. That's again, Crossroads of Health Radio.
And actually, speaking of Instagram, I have a funny story to tell.
Do tell.
Yes. Well, as many of you know, I'm not exactly the expert of social media, but I'm working on it. With my daughter's help, I'm coming along. So previously, my daughter had set up an account for me on Instagram, and she set up an account for our dog, Jetpack. Some of you have seen pictures of Jetpack. And so
I'm friends with Jetpack.
Yes. And so the girls totally maintain that. So anyway, so I decided I'm going to go on Instagram. I think I've got 8 friends. And I went on there. I go, oh, look. And it gives you all suggestions of who you can follow. I say, oh, I'll follow this person, that person. Food Network, you know, some guys on Food Network, Jetila and these different people. I like to follow them because we like Food Network. So I'm following all these people. And then I go, oh, look, I can even write a comment. So I look at, I think I looked at COH Radio or something. So somebody left some comments, so I decided I'd respond. So I wrote my response. And then suddenly, like 2 days later, Cassie's like, Dad. I go, yes. She goes, you know when you're on Instagram? I go, yes, I left a comment. She goes, I know. She goes, you left a comment as Jetpack. I'm like, oh, oops. I go, oh, so you mean I can be on there as Jetpack or as me? She goes, yeah, you can sort of click between like who you're.
I think I responded to your comment as Jetpack. I'm pretty sure.
So if any of you are on Instagram, no, Jetpack, she is a very talented dog, but no, she cannot type her own responses on her smartphone. In fact, she doesn't even have a smartphone. But anyway, so I've since learned that I need to make sure I am myself when I'm on Instagram. So I went, now I've started following other people, and it's actually kind of fun. But anyway, so for those of you that see that comment, that was me, not Jetpack. But I really do enjoy looking at Instagram. And I would encourage those of you that are on social media, please check us out on Instagram and follow. You can follow Crossroads of Health on Instagram. You can follow
COH Radio, or you can actually follow Emerald Labs, and it's at Emerald I'm Free.
So we're trying to grow our social media presence. We're doing a lot more posting with things. We have somebody that's kind of working on that. So we're going to keep really trying to enhance our social media profile because we want to stay connected to all of you. And we think we have some good stuff to say that you might find interesting. So, and my daughters are encouraging me on Instagram, maybe we should do some giveaways. So, you know, tag 10 friends. Maybe they have all kinds of interesting ideas. So those things might be coming. So you might be able to participate in some sort of product giveaway. So there are reasons you might want to follow us on social media. So there you go. Now, we need to get into our talking points this week. And I know that Melody has something interesting. She always has something very interesting. And I even have something sort of interesting. But why don't you go first today, Mel?
You're going to find some good, interesting information here on today's show. But in the meantime, I am going to sort of change the subject just a little bit and move on to something else that affects so many different Americans. And this talks about how antibiotics can wreck your immune system.
I don't like antibiotics.
Yeah. And we've talked about this in past shows, but this is something that anytime I see an interesting article, I kind of like bringing it up again because I feel like, you know, sometimes you're missing some of these shows, but it's also kind of important to reiterate some of these issues that affect so many of us, because it seems like for many of us who do not go see a naturopathic physician, you know, an allopathic or just a regular doctor typically will throw medicine and antibiotics at you like very freely. And so we're here to try and help inform you on the natural side. We're fortunate to have Dr. Stengler's backing on this. And I just thought this article was very helpful. So it says, I'm sure this has happened to you at some point. You went to a doctor with a minor infection, you were given an antibiotic, and ended up glued to the toilet. We won't get into the dirty details. It's the most notorious side effect of antibiotics, coming for a visit. And if you haven't had painful cramps and the diarrhea that mark the condition yet, be thankful. Then, whether you've battled the antibiotic runs or not, take action to minimize your risk by avoiding the drugs unless you absolutely need them. As new research reveals, how there's more than just a few days of toilet torture on the line. Now, I know this isn't it's kind of an ugly topic,
toilet
but it's
torture.
Toilet torture. Wow. That's what it says here. But I mean, I think this is something that people can all kind of relate to. This happens very frequently. That side effect is actually a sign of something far worse. The immune system in the stomach is failing, and it's caused by the very drugs that are supposed to help you. The new study finds that antibiotic drugs can damage an essential part of your immune system called neutrophils. Never heard of them? Most people have not. And when they're doing their job, you'll probably never hear a word about them. They're a type of white blood cells that are often your body's first line of defense against infection. When they're really working well, they'll attack and destroy germs and other invaders before you ever get sick. But when you take an antibiotic, it's like filling your gut with knockout gas aimed at those neutrophils. The study finds their activity slows, leaving you exposed. That alone could trigger an infection, but the study finds yet another risk as well. Your stomach has a second line of defense, essentially a wall to keep out invaders, but antibiotics can weaken that as well. The result? Germs not only get into your gut more easily, but once inside, they find that your defenses are essentially shut down, as those sleepy neutrophils simply aren't ready for battle. That makes it easier for them to take over and make you sick, leading to the notorious runs, as well as secondary infections with dangerous germs such as C. difficile. I may not have said that correctly. Of course, antibiotics are absolutely essential at times. In some cases, you may need the drugs to save your life, but too often they're given protectively or just in case, or for conditions most docs know will go away entirely on their own. Even when you have an infection that might need treatment, natural therapies can often work in place of the drugs. And if you do need an antibiotic, be sure to take a probiotic along with it and for several weeks after to restore balance in your gut and help keep your natural defenses armed and ready. And, you know, this kind of speaks well to the Emerald formulas, too, because there's so many that are raw whole food based and that we actually include probiotics in in those formulas. So we're kind of helping to feed all that good bacteria and that immune system that's seated in your stomach.
Well, that's so important. When we first developed the original condition specific products under the Emerald moniker, we wanted to have therapeutic dosages of probiotics in every single formula for this reason specifically, because I was a chronically constipated child and I don't take antibiotics. I've taken them. Well, I have one story I'll tell you in a minute, but I haven't taken them for years and years and years because you just screw up your gut ecology and your immune system and everything else. And I'm not suggesting you should never take antibiotics, but you should be very careful and very thoughtful about when you do. So whenever you take an Emerald condition specific product, you get therapeutic dosages of both the Acidophilus and B. bifidus, so you can reinoculate the gut with those good guys. But anyway, I will tell you my antibiotic story when we come back. So please stay tuned. We'll be back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald B Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated B Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health Radio, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and this week's show is on blood pressure and natural therapies that can help you to keep that where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Now, before the show, I had a talking point on the dangers of antibiotics when you take them and they're not necessary all the time. And our co-host here, Rick, has an interesting story for you and his talking points.
Yes. And actually, I've often used the phrase in my life, I hate antibiotics. It's very, very strong phraseology, but I really was a sick kid and antibiotics did not serve me well when I was a really little child and I was so sick. So when I got into health food, I didn't take antibiotics for decades. I mean, I'm in my 50s now. I can't remember the last time I got antibiotics. Maybe I was 12, 10, 9, I don't know, somewhere in there. But I need to say I had an accident not too long ago and I had a big cut on my leg from a boat prop. And I had to have multiple stitches. And at one point after, I had months after that, I think it was, maybe it was a month after that, my foot was very swollen, started looking very red. And so I took some pictures. My wife said, you should send those to Dr. Stengler. And he had hired an emergency room doc in this clinic. She looked at the pictures and she said, you need to go to the emergency room. I'm like, well, I do like my foot and I want to keep it. So I went to the emergency room.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I know. And he said, you need to have antibiotics. I'm like, really? And it was like, yes, you do. And Dr. Singer said, you can either do the oral antibiotics or if it's very severe, you might have to do intravenous antibiotics, which are really bad because it destroys everything. So anyway, so I ended up having to do two different oral antibiotics. And it did take care of the infection and I hated it. But for those of you, sometimes you have to take antibiotics. The issue became not so much taking antibiotics or not taking them. The issue was, as Melody mentioned, reinoculating the gut with the probiotics. So I told Dr. Stengler, I said, so what do I need to do specifically? I had to take both antibiotics morning and night. So he said, 2 to 3 hours away from taking antibiotics, you need to take the probiotics. So I would take them in the morning, then at like 11 or 12, I'd take probiotics. Then I would take more antibiotics at like 7 or 8 p.m. Then at 10 p.m., I would take more probiotics. And then I took, well, I always take probiotics anyway, so I just continue taking them afterwards. And since then, I didn't have any cases of the runs, as Mel so graciously
read.
But so you can do things positively if you have to take antibiotics that can help you where you don't have to go through years of issues with yeast overgrowth and potentially allergies and other things. So it's very important to re-inoculate the gut with good bacteria.
And so, that's particularly something that affects women too. I mean, I'm not going to get into all the gory details, but for women out there, you know, that yeast overgrowth, that can play heck on us, like when we have to take antibiotics. So it is really important to get those probiotics in.
And the longer you go, if you take antibiotics and you do not re-inoculate with the probiotics, the longer you go, the worse it gets, because that yeast, it gives rise to a potential yeast overgrowth in the gut, and then that gets worse and worse over time. Now you can have leaky gut syndrome. Now you can have allergies and all kinds of other things. So you want to re-inoculate that gut as quickly as possible, even as you're taking the antibiotics and after, so that you don't have that total turnaround in gut ecology in the bad direction.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say too, there's a lot of people that think that, you know, just simply eating yogurt is going to do it. And it's, you know, and it's not that it's harmful, but a lot of times yogurt has a bunch of sugar in it, and that's actually, that could potentially feed the problem. You don't want to be eating artificial sweeteners. Really just taking a good probiotic, and again, any of the Emerald formulas have a good therapeutic amount. Digestive Health does, but there's also some other great probiotic brands out there. It's just important that you're using a therapeutic amount of these things.
And do not be deceived, you listeners out there. A lot of companies will put fairy dusting amounts of probiotics. So the front of the label say with probiotics, but they're giving you fairy dusting amounts that really have no therapeutic value. You need to make sure you're getting a therapeutic value. And with the Emerald Labs condition specific formulas, you are. There are also some other great brands. Dr. O'Hara, that's a brand that's very good. That is actually sold through supplements.one that they carried, because it's a really high quality probiotic. So anyway, with that, I do need to get to my talking point. So this week, I was going to talk something about fish oil, because since we're talking about heart-related issues, obviously I have the bad fats, the trans fats, things like that, partially hydrogenated oils. We want to talk about the good fats, and fish oil is obviously one of the good fats, but there are many different types of fish oils out there. And this is something I've learned in the last year. I've grown in my knowledge regarding fish oil, and there are two different forms of fish oil. All fish oils are not the same. There is what's called an ethyl ester form, and there is what's called an RTG, or re-esterified triglyceride form. Now, you can get fish oil just as a triglyceride form, but that only comes as a 180-120. So what I mean by that is if you had 1,000 milligram fish oil soft gel, you would only get 18% EPA and 12% DHA, roughly. Now that can move a couple points one side or the other, 16, 14, or maybe 20, 10, depending on the type of fish that you're getting the fish oil from. But nevertheless, that is how it comes naturally occurring in fish oil. And that's how fish oil was in the early years, when you're looking at 20, 30 years ago. That's how it came. It came as a 180, 120, and it was 1,000 milligram soft gel. Well, then over time, people said, well, I want higher concentrations of EPA and DHA. In order to get higher concentrations of those respective active constituents, you need to break the ester bonds in the triglyceride form of the fish oil. And then once you break those ester bonds, then you can concentrate it, and then it becomes what's known as an ethyl ester form. The problem with an ethyl ester form is that there are studies showing that the absorption of the ethyl ester is not as good as the re-esterified triglyceride form. And the reason companies don't put this on their label is because most companies give you the ethyl ester or EE form of the fish oil. And I have personally tried some of that, and I can tell you it sort of upset my stomach, and I couldn't figure out why. And I'm like, oh. And then I tried the RTG form, which is putting it in back to its natural triglyceride form. They re-esterify. They put those bonds back together through an enzymatic process. But the reason they don't do that is because it costs more money to do that. So when you're buying fish oil, you really want to ask, is this an RTG or a re-esterified triglyceride form, or is this an ethyl ester form? That is a very significant point when you're branding fish oil. And I got to tell you, I am surprised that more companies don't put that on the front of their label. But I would venture to say that there are probably 80-90% of the fish oil companies out there that do not do the RTG fish oil because it costs more money and they don't want to spend the money. And they realize that you, the consumer, don't really know about EE versus RTG. So that is a real significant issue. And I can tell you, we are even considering making an RTG form fish oil because the market is so, it's so scarce finding RTG fish oil out there. We are considering it. Now, don't hold me to that today, but it's something that I am looking into because I want to be able to take the best quality fish oil I can get. And I can tell you a lot of fish oils out there, they sit, once they actually make it official, they can sit for 6 months, 8 months. Now you've got rancidity issues. So it's not just the RTG versus the EE. It's how it's harvested. It's how long it sits there before they refine it. There's a whole bunch of different issues with fish oil. So we are considering that just so I can make the best quality fish oil that I know how to make. But there are some out there. You just need to do your homework as a consumer. Hopefully that is helpful information for all of you. Those good fats are very important. People asked me years ago, if you're going to take one product, what would you take? I said, I would take our multi because of the methylfolate, because of the coenzymated Bs, things like that. Said, what would be the second product you would take? I said, I would take, well, now an RTG fish oil. And that's my priorities because fish oil is crucial for managing the inflammatory response in the body. It's crucial for brain development. It's crucial for so many different things in the body, heart health. The fish oil is just very, very important. And we all generally don't eat enough fish in this country. And even if we do eat fish, a lot of times you have, you know, you've got mercury issues and other things. So you need to be careful with those things also. We have a couple of minutes. What do you want to talk about now, Mel?
Well, you know what? I thought it might be kind of fun to tease everybody on our getting to know you.
I knew Melody was going to have been thinking of something to talk about. So.
Okay, so every week we do give out a code. And for those of you who are our listeners, obviously you're listening if you're hearing this, we want to make sure that you're able to really get the very best pricing out there on the products that we feature each week. So we are going to be, you know, focusing obviously on blood pressure, and we have the Emerald Blood Pressure Health, which was formulated by Dr. Mark Stangler. We're going to talk about a couple of other things there too. But this week, we're going to give you the code BUILD, B-U-I-L-D, and we will tell you at the very end of the show why we chose that. We like to share little personal stories with you guys each week, and hopefully you find them entertaining. We actually have a lot of fun coming up with them. If you use that code BUILD and you purchase the products that we're going to sort of expand on in the rest of the show at supplements.one, that's supplements.one, at checkout, you're going to get an additional savings on the products we're talking about today.
There you go. And one of the reasons for the getting to know you, I always have felt like the people I like to listen to that I find most interesting are people that are authentic. They're real. And that's just kind of who I am. And that's really who Melody is. And we just want to keep it real for all of you. And I don't want to be like a politician. I don't mind letting you into my personal life. And I just really enjoy hearing personal stories about people. That's the kind of people that we both are. So we want to let you into our lives a little bit. And we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought. We're all just the same here. You know, we happen to have a company that sells products to all of you, and we just want to provide information that's helpful to you and hopefully to give you a better life. And so we love hearing from you guys too. If you guys have interesting things to share with us, please feel free to communicate with us however you choose to do so. But that's what makes business fun, is getting to interact with all of you out there. So anyway, so absolutely, that's kind of where that came from. So anyway, with that, we are out of time for segment two. So we will get right into blood pressure health and some of the other products that are related to blood pressure when we come back. So please stay tuned.
An increasing amount of studies are demonstrating anti-aging effects from a natural compound called resveratrol. In fact, resveratrol has been shown to have very potent anti-aging and heart-healthy properties. Some scientists believe it may have the ability to turn off the aging gene. Resveratrol is a type of polyphenol that can be found naturally in a variety of sources, including red grapes and Japanese knotweed, and has gained a lot of attention for its reported anti-aging and cardiovascular benefits.
In recent studies, resveratrol has been shown to support heart health, promote good circulation, and optimize blood sugar health. Emerald Labs resveratrol is made by using superior organically grown ingredients in the purest, most concentrated form possible. The formulas are 100% additive-free for the highest quality fruit supplements available in the highest concentrations of only the active ingredients, without any added sugar. To learn more about Emerald Labs resveratrol, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and we are sharing a show on blood pressure today. It's something that affects 1 in 3 Americans. Is that right, Rick?
That's what I read from Dr. Stengler. Yes, was it 1 in 3? Well, you know what? They're just going to have to wait and find out, because I'm going to read about that in just a minute.
There we go. And if you missed any part of this show, or you ever want to catch any of our archives from past shows, you can actually connect to us at www.cohradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com or cohradio.com. They'll get you to the same place. And we'll have blood pressure. We'll have a special code here for you today, BUILD, which will save you on blood pressure health and maybe a couple of others if you shop on supplements.one, supplements.one, our affiliate. But in the meantime, Rick has some great information to share with you to help you support healthy blood pressure levels.
Yes, and this is just by way of laying foundation for all of you. It's always good to sort of have an understanding of blood pressure. So as the blood circulates through the body, it presses against the walls of the arteries. The force of the action is called blood pressure. When the pressure is too high, the arterial walls become distorted. They may narrow or thicken, and an extra burden of stress is placed on the heart. Blood pressure may temporarily rise from exercise, stress. Emotions range from joy to anger. Usually the pressure returns to normal once the situation has passed. In many people, however, blood pressure is high all the time. About, guess what, Melody? 1 in 3 adults.
There you go.
Yeah, 1/3 of adults in the United States have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, including almost half of those over the age of 65. The disorder can lead to very serious conditions, including stroke, heart disease, diabetes, eye damage, kidney problems, and it's really considered one of the country's leading health problems. Sometimes there are symptoms of high blood pressure. You may have unexpected headaches, nosebleeds, or spells of dizziness or sweating, but most of the time, high blood pressure is completely asymptomatic, meaning you have zero symptoms.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so you really do want to have it checked regularly. So, and that's something that Mark points out. He says, people go to the yearly checkup for the doctor, but you, at least once a year, you should have your blood pressure checked. But it's really a disorder that can strike anyone at any age. It's most common among the elderly, African Americans, and people of all races in the southeastern United States. If you fall into any of these categories, or if you have a family history of hypertension, you should be doubly sure to have routine checks and to take preventive measures. About 90% of all cases of high blood pressure are called primary or essential hypertension. I don't know that it's really essential, but anyway, we could call that non-essential hypertension,
right?
But meaning that there is no underlying disease and no obvious cause. Most likely a cluster of lifestyle factors is to blame. Diet, lack of exercise, stress, and smoking have all been linked to an increase in blood pressure. If another disease or condition such as cardiovascular, kidney, adrenal, or thyroid disease causes the problem, it is called secondary hypertension. A very small percentage of people suffer from malignant hypertension, in which blood pressure can suddenly soar to extremely dangerous levels. Essential hypertension, as discussed, can often be controlled with home treatment, but if you have any kind of high blood pressure, you must be under the care of a doctor. Talk to him or her about the strategies you want to employ for wellness. Secondary hypertension, as discussed, is elevated blood pressure that results from an underlying, identifiable, and often correctable cause. Only about 5 to 10% of hypertension cases are thought to result from secondary causes. Patients with secondary hypertension are treated by controlling or removing the underlying disease or pathology, although they may still require antihypertensive medication. So it's, you know, and one of the things I want to, beyond this, I want to mention, there's a diet that Dr. Stenger talks about. It's called the DASH diet. DASH being an acronym that stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. You might consider the following well-studied DASH diet with your doctor's supervision. The DASH diet has been shown to reduce blood pressure. It includes whole grains, poultry, fish, and nuts, and low amounts of fats, red meats, sweets, and sugared beverages. It is high in potassium, calcium, and magnesium, which help to lower blood pressure. Potassium is particularly important to reduce blood pressure. So that was just kind of interesting. And then one other thing he did mention is that dehydration can increase the risk of hypertension. So drink, you know, a glass of water really about, as you're awake during the day, about every 2 hours, drinking a full glass of water is a good just basic approach, but you want to make sure it's clean water, obviously. But those are just some simple things that you can do to help deal with some of the potential risk for hypertension.
It is also saying here too that when people lower their intake of salt, they need to increase their potassium consumption, because a combination of excess sodium but a deficiency of potassium are found commonly in people with hypertension.
Yeah, that's, and you know, there's something also about sodium. Not everybody that has sodium in their diet is, it's related to hypertension. You have to be sodium sensitive. So salt isn't necessarily bad for everybody. And there is a part of salt that's very important for stomach acid development. So salt is not just, you know, a lot of people say, oh, all salt is bad, or oh, all this is bad, or all that's bad. And some salt is necessary, but you want to avoid the foods that are just high in sodium. You know, fast foods are high in sodium, you know, so you want to cook at home more and then use a salt shaker, but be purposeful about it instead of just eating a bunch of high sodium canned foods or things like that.
Yes, exactly. It's all about balance, right?
Of course, that's right. So yeah, fast food, that's never such a great thing, probably living a diet on fast food. So anyway, there were a couple other studies that I wanted to just talk about, and then we want to get into the specifics of our blood pressure health product. There was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study of 74 people with type 2 diabetes, and it found that 100 milligrams of CoQ10 taken twice daily significantly lowered blood pressure over a period of 12 weeks. Now, this, of course, is talking about, you know, you're talking about diabetes and high blood pressure, but the 100 milligrams CoQ10 taken twice daily significantly lowered blood pressure over a period of 12 weeks. So that, and there are the studies that found CoQ10's blood pressure lowering benefits. So CoQ10 is also an important item to consider. I personally take quite a bit of extra CoQ10 every day. When Mark Stengler runs the blood work for Julie and the girls, they tended to be a little bit low in CoQ10 because we don't eat a lot of red meat. So that's one of those things you should consider. And then there was some other study that I should read here too. Another randomized double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trial published in the Journal of Nutrition was conducted on 65 pre-hypertensive and mildly hypertensive adults who were not taking blood pressure lowering medications. Those who drank 1.25 grams of hibiscus tea brewed in 240 milliliters of water for 6 minutes, three times daily, significantly reduced systolic blood pressure by a mean of 7.2 mmHg, that's millimeters of mercury. It's just a term for measuring blood pressure. So that was after 6 weeks of treatment. So just a mean average reduction of 7.2 points on systolic. So there are things just at home that you can do that can really help manage regular healthy blood pressure levels. So anyway.
Yeah, and hibiscus tea is actually quite pleasant. It's super tart. So a lot of times you get it and it's called Jamaica. And Jamaica, but it's like super, super sweetened when you find it a lot of times in the Mexican markets or restaurants. And it's that red, that really, really red juice. It's actually made from the hibiscus leaves. And when I was a kid, we made that fresh. However, if you don't add tons of sugar to it. It's extremely tart. So there's really healthier sugars out there like monk fruit and stevia and things like that that you can use to sweeten without adding in all that sugar. But I kind of like the tartness of it, but it's really neat. You just actually get all the petals, and you really want to put it kind of in a cheesecloth when you're boiling. Otherwise, you're going to be scooping out the petals. But it's actually quite tasty.
I would love that. I love anything tarty. So anyway, so
maybe I'll make some and bring it in.
That's good news. Hibiscus tea. There you go. So we really should get into the specifics of the product. And I think I'm going to have Melody kick us off in that regard, talking about our blood pressure health product. I will say that Mark Sengel uses this product in his clinic, as he does with so many of the products that we manufacture. And he has seen some really great results with his patients regarding blood pressure. So just if you do have concerns in this area, this might be a product that you'd want to consider.
We have heard some great testimonials on this. We're actually going to try and sneak a testimonial in here for you to share one man's experience with you. But, you know, this again is a clinical potency formula. There's three main drivers here. Now, throughout the Emerald line, whenever you find that we're using minerals, we're going to be using the albumin chelates. And in this formula, there are albumin, chelated magnesium, and potassium. Now, the reason why we choose albumin is because they are considered gold standard in this industry. They are produced here in the U.S. There's a lot of minerals that are produced in other countries. Now, they are far more expensive than some of those other materials may be, because they are much higher quality than some of what you may find out on the market. And they really have the science behind them. Albion has done, you know, hundreds of studies, human clinical studies on mineral chelation and absorption. And so they are considered to be the best of the best. But that magnesium and potassium is in there. And like we said, you know, potassium was something that was really important. Rick, I don't know if you want to touch a little more on the magnesium, the importance of magnesium as well.
Well, there's so many different forms of minerals out there, and so many companies use the magnesium oxide, which has been shown to definitely cause loose stools in many people. And companies just like to cheat in this area, because the magnesium we use, pure albumin chelate magnesium, is about, I'd say it's about 15 times more expensive than the magnesium oxide. We use it because, in my experience, I take quite a bit of magnesium every day, and it has caused no loose stools at all. The absorption is A+, and it just works so well. So this is something we're going to add to the products that we're going to have on special this week. We have a straight magnesium. It's 400 milligrams per 4 capsules, but something that's so important for healthy blood pressure levels. And the other thing too to remember about magnesium is the U.S. Department of Agriculture has done numerous studies over the last number of decades showing that there was a severe reduction in zinc, magnesium, and other minerals. So it's already an uphill battle to get enough magnesium in your diet. So supplementing magnesium can be very important. And I will tell you, my blood work, my wife's blood work, and my daughter's blood work all bear that out, that we were all slightly deficient in magnesium until we started supplementing with it.
Both of these things have been shown to effectively help manage healthy blood pressure levels in the body. There's another specialty ingredient in here called casein hydrolysate. In November of 2004, there was, in the American Journal of Hypertension, a landmark study was published, and it showed that it effectively helps to relax the blood vessels, which helps to lower blood pressure to a healthier number. Now, this is actually the only reason why this formula is not vegan either, because the casein hydrolysate is, in fact, milk-based, but we are still able to provide you with a vegetarian formula. However, casein hydrolysate was such an effective nutrient that it really needed to be part of this formula. So, and that's kind of how everything flows in the Emerald line of products, is that if it's essential, you know, we do try and create everything vegan and vegetarian as possible to meet as many people's needs as possible. But sometimes it's just all about getting you that effective form of nutrient.
At the end of the day, science is going to win out over everything, but we want to try to eliminate hurdles. And in this case, the casein was so important. But with that, we are out of time. And so we need to take a break, and we'll be right back for segment 4 of Crossroads of Health.
Thank you.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and OptiMSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, and this week we are talking about blood pressure and how you can help maintain healthy blood pressure ratios with good healthy diet, with perhaps hibiscus tea, or maybe even a product like our blood pressure health product. But if you are just tuning in with us, you can always check out COHradio.com, COHradio.com. And from that portal, you can connect to emeraldlabs.com and our partner affiliate where you can purchase these products, supplements.one. And so check us out there on COHradio.com. But we want to get to the other components of the blood pressure health products. So before we run out of time, I'm going to let Melody finish up talking about our formula for blood pressure health.
And there are a couple more really specialty. We've got some European extracts in here that are very helpful. There is the European hawthorn berry extract, and that's actually been shown to improve the heart's maximum workload. It's actually has a relaxing effect on the arteries. It helps to improve circulation, and that promotes healthy blood pressure. But then there's also European ginkgo biloba, and that's a vasodilator to help open up the blood vessels. Now, it is really important that you know that these two particular botanical extracts are European, because not all botanical extracts are created and treated equal. European extracts are definitely produced to far more pristine standards. So in certain cases, those are the only ones that we will seek out. And then there's some dandelion leaf powder in here as well. And dandelion is interesting because it acts as a natural diuretic. So when your body eliminates excess fluid, which is what diuretics are for, they're not there to dehydrate you. When it eliminates excess fluid, it can also reduce excess sodium in the body. So, you know, on one hand, it's important to stay hydrated, but on the other hand, it is important to make sure that you're not retaining extra water and holding on to that too, because you may have some excess sodium. Sodium is essential, but you don't, again, want to have it in excess. And that was something that dandelion was something that was recommended. I remember when I was pregnant and my feet were swollen up like big jiggly potatoes.
Wow.
My feet were just gigantic, and taking dandelion was very effective for that. But Rick, we've got like a few products that we're going to be sharing this week with the code BUILD. And Rick, what are those products?
Well, if I can remember, Mel's usually the product.
I do have them
right. Put me on the spot here. Well, naturally, we blood pressure health, Emerald Labs blood pressure health. That product, just if you struggle with blood pressure and elevated blood pressure, this is something you might want to consider for sure. All of our three CoQ10 products, we have 200 milligram sizes, a 30 count and a 60 count. Then we have a 200 milligram CoQ10 because that study we talked about, that CoQ10, numerous studies have shown that can help to maintain healthy blood pressure ratios. And then we're going to put our magnesium on special because that's very, very important. And taking additional magnesium is always something you might want to consider. And did I miss anything, Melody?
No, you didn't.
Oh,
so
yay.
With the code BUILD, you'll get an additional 25% off, and that's BUILD when you shop at supplements.one. You know, Rick, we don't have time for this amazing testimonial that I had here, but I do have time for just a one sentence one. I just want to throw it in. Can I just
Absolutely.
Throw it in?
Sure.
So we did have somebody write us, and they said this one woman, that it was somebody gave this to somebody who was close to them said that their blood pressure dropped from 154 over 89 to 114 over 73 after just 2 weeks of using it. So we hear those kind of stories. This is incredible. But you do have to remember that this was formulated by a naturopathic NMD, Dr. Mark Stengler, who's still in active practice, who uses these in his clinic with his patients. And these are science-based. So we hope that these things can be helpful to you. Of course, if you're taking medication already or, you know, diagnosed with a health condition, we always recommend that you do work with a specialist, hopefully a naturopathic physician, because they can really get you the best of both worlds. But we really do hope that these things can be helpful in maintaining healthy blood pressure. But Rick, now we need to talk about why we chose the code BUILD to help our listeners save this week.
Well, I think we both have some interesting family backgrounds regarding building in the Los Angeles area, which is really kind of cool. I never got to know my grandfather, but we had Simpson Construction Company, which started back in around the turn of the century, actually, and probably in the early 1900s. But my dad, the company was bought when I was very young, and my dad had taken it over with my grandfather's brother. But before that, they had built things in the L.A. area like CBS Studios, which is kind of cool, and the Brown Derby, which I remember that from I Love Lucy. And
then yeah.
The Brown Derby. So, and Griffith Observatory, that's a real big L.A. landmark here. And just some really cool L.A. landmarks with Simpson Construction back in those days. I never got into the construction biz because it was sold before I was old enough. But my brother and I always thought that was kind of neat and kind of exciting that my dad's side of the family, they were here in the Los Angeles area from around the turn of the century. And they, I guess, were just in the right place at the right time. And my brother and I both like to build things, but it's not our vocation. We build vitamins instead.
Well, you know, Rick, I have to say it must be a little bit in your blood because I do have those pictures of you early on when you first established the
oh, yes.
buildings over here, the manufacturing side of the business of Rick kind of doing some of the construction himself. So I'm going to what do you say we post those this week? We'll have
sure.
them posted
That's,
up.
Yeah.
I'll repost them. My story is that my grandpa, he actually was a cement mason by trade, and his crew laid most of the cement in the original Disneyland park.
Wow.
So you hear these stories about how chaotic it was, the opening of Disneyland, and how ridiculously like record heat and like even some of the asphalt, I think, was kind of melting. And like, I don't even think all the cement was fully dry. And it was just, there was so much chaos surrounding the opening of the park. But my grandpa did tell me that Walt actually opened up the park to all of the construction workers the day before it opened to the public. So he got free reign of that. And he, at one point when I was younger, gave me the little pocket knife that had Disneyland engraved in Mother of Pearl on the side of it, and then like a big coin and stuff. And those are just little things that he picked up long before I was ever even thought of in this world. But it was kind of a neat thing that he got to be part of that. I know we're at the end of the show here. We just want to remind you that the code is BUILD. If you use the code BUILD, you will save an additional 25% off of blood pressure health, magnesium, and CoQ10 at our affiliate supplements.one. That's supplements.one. If you missed any part of the show, check it out at cohradio.com.
And there you go. So thanks again for staying with us, and please tune in again with us on Crossroads of Health.